ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the momentum is building for the PNG Hunters rugby league team ahead of this year's new Queensland Cup season. But for the first time since the club was launched 6 years ago, Michael Murrum is no longer in charge. The coach who led the Hunters to a premiership 3 years ago has stepped aside to focus on coaching PNG's national team, the Kumuls. And so in his place at the Hunters now is Matt Church. The Australian was most recently an assistant coach with rivals, the Sunshine Coast Falcons. Now, they finished top of the Queensland Cup ladder last year. And now, as Richard Ewart reports, Church is putting plenty of effort into soaking up the culture of the Hunters as he gets to know his new players.
The new man at the helm with the Hunters has a hard act to follow. Michael Murrum has been synonymous with the team since they were formed in December 2013. Under him, the Hunters' own unique culture has developed, living and training in camp together. And it's that culture and the countries which Matt Church will need to embrace if he's to get the team back on the winning path.
We're the only team that's professional or full-time. We're also the only team that every player's from the same country. So there's stuff around that that we can harness and drive towards that. I'm enjoying learning the cultures, and I've been out to the CEO's village, and I'm getting out and about and understanding where the boys come from. And it gives you more awareness of how they have turned out as men, so I'm enjoying it.
And as part of getting to grips with PNG culture, Matt Church took time out with his players late last week to pay his respects to Joyce Otio on the second anniversary of her son Kato's sudden death. He was training with his former Hunters teammates when he collapsed and never recovered. For senior players like Stanton Albert, part of their role is to help their new coach settle in an unfamiliar environment, while another is to help the new talent that has come into the squad from the local PNG competition to find their feet.
Yeah, I can see a lot of young boys. Like I watch them on diesel cars, a few boys, they're good. So they're in the camp, I'm happy with them to be part of the 2018-20 season. So it's a big challenge for me, like me and the other old boys. It's a big challenge for us to take the lead, to, you know, to step up and lead the boys.
Taking on PNG culture is just one part of the task facing Matt Church. There is also the question of language and how best to communicate with his players.
Most rugby league teams invent their own language anyway, the way that they talk and they speak. It might be English or it might be pidgin and you can understand it, but you have no idea what it means. So we'll write our own language and we'll get along well. We're bonding reasonably well. I'm pretty happy with how I'm getting along with the group.
One area where Church has pledged to follow in Michael Murrum's footsteps is on discipline. Murrum was never afraid to cut players who didn't match the standards he set in the Hunters' camp, and the new coach doesn't intend to be any different.
I'd heard through the coaching staff that there was a few people moved on for discipline issues, and I'm very much the same. I'm a person that lives by the motto that you'll act your way into the team and you'll act your way out of it. So they'll be made very aware of their responsibilities and the accountability that they'll have, especially if they've got strikes against their name. So we'll be pressing that, not only just to them individuals, but as a group, because there's a lot of people in PNG that would love to be wearing the Hunters gear. So there's someone else ready to take their place, and we've had to send 11 away before Christmas that would love to be back in camp, so we can easily replace people.
The 2019 season, the Hunters' sixth in the Queensland Cup competition, was their poorest. They managed just 4 wins and finished second bottom of the ladder. But Matt Church has plans for a revival in 2020, and he says because of the club's setup, the Hunters need to make the most of the advantage they have over the other teams when it comes to pre-season preparation.
We're fortunate enough to be doing 9 sessions a week in the pre-season. Our other Queensland Cup clubs are having to go to work during the day and do train at night, so they're only probably doing 4 to 5 max. We're a few sessions each a week ahead of them, so as long as we can get everyone fit and healthy and making sure they're looking after their body, then when they turn up to training, we should be able to see some advance.
And the new Queensland Cup season kicks off in mid-March, and Matt Church's first Queensland Cup match in charge of the Hunters will be in Brisbane against the South's Logan Magpies.